Part 1.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Water is very important in our daily life. We ought to save it. 1. Water is very important in our daily life. We ought to save it.
2. This sign tells us that cars mustn't enter this road. 2. This sign tells us that cars mustn't enter this road.
3. Last Sunday, I wrote a poem to my dearest friend. 3. Last Sunday, I wrote a poem to my dearest friend.
4. We all know batteries are packets that contain electricity. 4. We all know batteries are packets that contain electricity.
5. Aunt Lee reads newspapers every day, and she likes the news section best. 5. Aunt Lee reads newspapers every day, and she likes the news section best.
6. Grandpa bought an air conditioner and fixed it in his living room. 6. Grandpa bought an air conditioner and fixed it in his living room.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. I'd like to decorate my bedroom with blue wallpaper. What about you, Rose?
Well, I prefer yellow wallpaper. Yellow makes the room more comfortable.
Question. What color does Rose prefer?
请再听一遍。
I'd like to decorate my bedroom with blue wallpaper. What about you, Rose?
Well, I prefer yellow wallpaper. Yellow makes the room more comfortable.
Question. What color does Rose prefer? 8. Why is the shop still closed?
It's only 9 o'clock. It will open at 9:45.
Question. What time will the shop open?
请再听一遍。
Why is the shop still closed?
It's only 9 o'clock. It will open at 9:45.
Question. What time will the shop open?9. We're thinking about going for a picnic this weekend. I wonder if the weather will be fine.
The weather forecast says we have rain today, cloudy on Friday, and sunny on Saturday.
Question. What will the weather be like on Saturday?
请再听一遍。
We're thinking about going for a picnic this weekend.I wonder if the weather will be fine.
The weather forecast says we have rain today, cloudy on Friday, and sunny on Saturday.
Question. What will the weather be like on Saturday? Ten. Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Well, I am looking for a present for my daughter. Next Monday will be her 14th birthday.
What present is she interested in? Look, you have a lot to choose here.
Question. Where did this dialogue most probably take place?
请再听一遍。
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Well, I am looking for a present for my daughter. Next Monday will be her 14th birthday.
What present is she interested in? Look, you have a lot to choose here.
Question.Where did this dialogue most probably take place?
11. Hey, Alice, is this your new bike?
Yes, I ride it to school every day. You know, I used to take a bus last year.
It's good exercise. I often walk to school, but yesterday I took a taxi.Because I was in a hurry.
Question. How did the boy go to school yesterday?
请再听一遍。
Hey, Alice, is this your new bike?
Yes, I ride it to school every day. You know, I used to take a bus last year.
It's good exercise. I often walk to school, but yesterday I took a taxi.Because I was in a hurry.
Question. How did the boy go to school yesterday?
12. Excuse me, where is the nearest hospital?
Go straight ahead. At the end of the street, you can see it on your left, just opposite the post office.
Thank you.
Question.Where does the man want to go?
请再听一遍。
Excuse me, where is the nearest hospital?
Go straight ahead. At the end of the street, you can see it on your left, just opposite the post office.
Thank you.
Question. Where does the man want to go?
13.I have two tickets for the film The Wandering Earth. Will you go with me this evening?
I'm afraid I have to practice the piano. I will join in a performance tomorrow.
I see. Have a good day.
Question. Why won't the girl go to see the film with the boy?
请再听一遍。
I have two tickets for the film The Wandering Earth.Will you go with me this evening?
I'm afraid I have to practice the piano. I will join in a performance tomorrow.
I see. Have a good day.
Question. Why won't the girl go to see the film with the boy?
14. Hello, Mrs. Smith. Have you made your decision to have a pet dog?
Not yet. My daughter doesn't agree. She says it's better to be quiet at home, especially when she is doing her homework.
Question. What can we know from the dialogue?
请再听一遍。
Hello, Mrs. Smith. Have you made your decision to have a pet dog?
Not yet. My daughter doesn't agree.She says it's better to be quiet at home, especially when she is doing her homework.
Question. What can we know from the dialogue?
15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子。是否符合你听到的短文内容？符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
It was the turkey that made it the worst Thanksgiving ever. Well, it nearly did. All the family, my grandparents, my parents, my aunt and uncle, my cousin, my sister and I, expected the turkey. However, turkey is not the easiest thing to cook. It takes a lot of time to prepare and a lot of work to do. And there are a lot of chances for things to go wrong. My mom and dad bought a nice big turkey a few days before Thanksgiving. My mom was proud of herself as she got it for a good price. The night before Thanksgiving, Mum got the turkey out of the fridge. Early the next morning, my sister and I helped her put some butter and salt on the turkey, and then Mum put it in the oven. It seemed it would be delicious. My sister and I were excited, but soon we noticed something was wrong. The oven was not heating up. Dad checked it closely. Then he said in a low voice, "It's broken." Mum's heart nearly stopped. She didn't want her dinner to be a failure. We didn't know what to do. How were we going to feed everyone without the turkey? Mum looked worried. Finally, Dad had an idea, and we ordered a pizza instead. That evening, we shared the delicious pizza. We had a great time, talking, eating, and playing games. Thanksgiving without turkey can still be fun.
请再听一遍。
It was the turkey that made it the worst Thanksgiving ever. Well, it nearly did. All the family, my grandparents, my parents, my aunt and uncle, my cousin, my sister and I, expected the turkey. However, turkey is not the easiest thing to cook. It takes a lot of time to prepare and a lot of work to do. And there are a lot of chances for things to go wrong. My mom and dad bought a nice big turkey a few days before Thanksgiving. My mom was proud of herself as she got it for a good price. The night before Thanksgiving, Mum got the turkey out of the fridge. Early the next morning, my sister and I helped her put some butter and salt on the turkey, and then Mum put it in the oven. It seemed it would be delicious. My sister and I were excited, but soon we noticed something was wrong. The oven was not heating up. Dad checked it closely. Then he said in a low voice, "It's broken." Mum's heart nearly stopped. She didn't want her dinner to be a failure. We didn't know what to do. How were we going to feed everyone without the turkey? Mum looked worried. Finally, Dad had an idea, and we ordered a pizza instead. That evening, we shared the delicious pizza. We had a great time, talking, eating and playing games. Thanksgiving without turkey can still be fun.
D. Listen to the dialogue or passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话或短文，完成下列句子。每空格限填一词。
McDull is a little pink pig who lives in Hong Kong. He is not bright, but he works hard. His dream is to make his mother proud of him. You probably know him. Most children are familiar with him. However, do you know the artist behind this lovely pig? Let's meet Alice Mack. Mac is a shy artist in Hong Kong. Ever since she was a kid, she has liked drawing. In college, Mac decided to study illustration. At that time, there were few illustrators in Hong Kong. Mac, however, was lucky. Her teacher introduced her to many world-famous illustrators. Mac learned a lot from them. Over the years, Mac has created lots of interesting characters. Some of them, like McDull, brought great success to her. The artist, however, doesn't like giving speeches or talking to strangers. She refuses to be interviewed. As a result, some people describe her as a rude person. Instead of preparing for interviews, Mac spends most of her time drawing. To me, drawing is like a language, she says. If I don't know how to say something to you, I will draw it.
请再听一遍。
McDull is a little pink pig who lives in Hong Kong. He is not bright, but he works hard. His dream is to make his mother proud of him. You probably know him. Most children are familiar with him. However, do you know the artist behind this lovely pig? Let's meet Alice Mac. Mac is a shy artist in Hong Kong. Ever since she was a kid, she has liked drawing. In college, Mac decided to study illustration. At that time, there were few illustrators in Hong Kong. Mac, however, was lucky. Her teacher introduced her to many world-famous illustrators. Mac learned a lot from them. Over the years, Mac has created lots of interesting characters. Some of them, like McDull, brought great success to her. The artist, however, doesn't like giving speeches or talking to strangers. She refuses to be interviewed. As a result, some people describe her as a rude person. Instead of preparing for interviews, Mac spends most of her time drawing. To me, drawing is like a language, she says. If I don't know how to say something to you, I will draw it.